with the social justice, what has your message been to the team? What have you told them about maybe your experiences, stuff like that?
Well, Dan, we talk about social injustice all the time. Those guys know my journey. They knew I came through segregation. They knew I drank at the colored water fountain. I used the colored bathroom. They understand that I had to ride in the back of the bus and sit up in the balcony and move it. And that there were restaurants that I could not go into because I was African American. When I traveled with my community college basketball team, there were hotels we couldn't stay in because I was on the team. But I've had fans empty because I was the first African American to play in games. So I've been through all of that. You know, they know my journey, and I have never made any excuses other than the only way you work your way out of that, you stay focused and know and you exercise emotional intelligence without trying to be angry, not trying to be over the top. You just have to figure out a way how to get the job done and not make any excuses. And so they understand the social injustice, and as we moved into this unbelievable realm that we're dealing with now, I have stopped talking about the riot. I get sick and tired of talking about the riot and the people asking me to respond to the reaction the people are having toward social injustice and racial injustices. So I want to talk about the reason why we protested in the first place. But what happened is the only thing that we're talking about now is the reaction of people are making to the protest. And I want to encourage people, we're in a bad place right now. And if we don't figure out that we all got to figure out how to get along, we don't all figure out that we need to have open and honest discussion as to where we are so we can figure out how to fix this. But right now, everyone is wanting to take a stand on issues that right now are opinions that we all have about what's going on, as opposed to us just having an honest and open dialogue and discussion where we can feel where everybody's coming from so we can figure out a way how we can resolve all our issues. Right now, the only thing we're doing is talking.